What is going on, Farewell Squad? Welcome back to another episode of Farewell. I'm your host, Clay Skipper. Today we are going to be talking about mantras. Mantras can get a bad rap as very woo-woo or platitudinous, cliche, not that helpful. But I think if you have a good mantra, it can be useful. And we have had a few guests so far on this new season of the podcast. Courtney DeWalter, one of the greatest ultra runners of all time, and Chelsea Sodaro, an Ironman world champion, both of whom have talked about the mantras that have helped them. So I thought today I would share three mantras that I have found helpful and useful in allowing me to navigate the day, whether that's managing my anxiety, helping with workouts and exercise, or just allowing me to get done a little bit more easily the things that I need to get done in a day. So the first mantra is simply, it's not a problem. And I use this one anytime I'm navigating a disappointment or frustration or struggling to accept that reality is not lining up with my expectations. This one can be scaled up if you use it a lot for major inconveniences, but I also find that it's really helpful for just like very mundane, everyday, minor frustrations. So maybe I'm getting impatient because I'm waiting on someone, or I'm feeling anxious because I'm late and I'm rushing to a meeting and I'm making someone else wait. Or, you know, my plane gets delayed or a call gets moved, or I wake up in the morning, I've got everything set. I go to make my coffee. I realize I don't have coffee. Now I gotta go to the store and I gotta get coffee. It's that moment when I start feeling that tension and that resistance and like, dang, why are things not going the way I want them to go? I just try to say to myself, it's not a problem. And obviously these aren't problems. These are very small frustrations, especially when you look at things on a grand scale and realize they're like very serious problems in the world. But I know myself and I can get frustrated by these small inconveniences and I can ruminate on them and be like, why are things not going the way they should be going? And I realize in that moment that I'm actually creating more of a problem by thinking this is a problem. And so I just say to myself, it's not a problem. It's a form of radical acceptance for me. I have found that the more I use this and sort of adopt this mindset, the more I can scale it up to more major disappointments. If an interview doesn't go well, if I don't perform as well in a workout, or I have a tough conversation with somebody, those are disappointing as well. But the sooner I can accept that those things are disappointing, the more quickly I can work with the new reality to figure out a better way forward. And so again, for me, it's just about radical acceptance. One caveat, there are certain problems that are serious problems and catastrophes, and I don't mean to minimize those, and I don't mean to suggest that we shouldn't feel the difficult feelings or allow things to suck. Some things just suck, and I'm not denying that, and they need to suck. But for me, it's not a problem is helpful for the small to medium frustrations and disappointments that can derail my day if I don't have a way of getting out of the constant spiraling about why is this not going the way I want it to go. Second mantra, what has the nature of arising has the nature of ceasing. I believe this is a quote from the Buddha. I think I got it from Joseph Goldstein, who is a Buddhist scholar and teacher. And I take it as being about impermanence and about how if something difficult arises, it's not going to stay around forever. So I find it most useful when it comes to my running and my anxiety. If I'm feeling an acute anxiety, I will remind myself that it wasn't here before, and now it is here, and it will eventually go away. It wasn't there, it arose, and it will cease. And it keeps me from getting too sucked into spirals. It doesn't make it not anxious, but it just allows me a little bit of space from my anxiety feeling and my cerebral brain going into a whirlpool of anxiety. I've also used it on runs. I've done enough runs now to know that sometimes pain and discomfort will arise, and then it can transform or go away if you just stick with it long enough. So if I have a stitch or a cramp or I'm feeling some sort of muscle pain, again, it's important to recognize when like injury is real injury, but sometimes I can stick with that. Or if I'm just feeling out of breath and I can be like, all right, I'm just gonna be out of breath for a little bit, I can get my breath back, or the discomfort, the pain will transform. So that's another one I like thinking about. Okay, this is arising now, but if I can stay with it, at some point it will cease. Also, it's not just for bad things. We talked recently about the podcast, like don't get too low, don't get too high. It's also for joy and excitement. Again, you should totally feel those things, but whatever's here now will pass at some point. And it's just a reminder that everything is always changing. Now feels like a good time to plug Brad's latest book, Master of Change, which is all about how everything is always changing. And that is a wonderful segue by me, patting myself on the back, to get to the third mantra, which I got from Brad, and I don't know where he got it from. So I'm sorry for that, but it is maybe, maybe not. And it basically means don't jump to conclusion when something happens that might seem good or bad in the moment, but you just don't quite know how it might turn out on a longer time horizon. Something that's bad can lead to a different opportunity, and then that can be good. Anyone who's ever gone through a breakup and then found love again knows that, or anyone who's gotten fired from a job and finds a new job knows that. We just talked about this on our roundtable about losing, how your team will lose in the playoffs or championship, and then next year they'll come back and they'll win, and the narrative gets shaped as, oh, it's a redemption story. They came back and they redeemed themselves. They put the chip on their shoulder. And in the moment they have the first loss, I'm sure it sucks and it seems very bad. And they don't know it's going to be part of a larger win the next year. But when it becomes a win, now all of a sudden, was that loss good or was it bad? There's just no way to know. Again, not denying that things suck in the moment, but it allows me to have a little bit of perspective in that moment to think, okay, on a long enough timeline, we just don't know if things are good or bad or what they're going to change into. And so for me, it's a way of zooming out and not getting too high on a success or too low on a loss. So there you have it. It's not a problem. What has the nature of arising has the nature of ceasing. Maybe, maybe not. Those are three mantras that have helped me. I'd be curious to hear what has helped you if you use mantras or what you think of these. Shoot me an email, clay.growtheq@gmail.com. You can write me with feedback about this or about anything else. Always, always grateful to hear from people engaging with the show. We'll be back with another episode on Thursday. As always, thank you for listening. And if you like the show, please review it. Please pass it along to as many friends as you feel comfortable passing it along to. And I will talk to you later in the week. Farewell.